Yeah.
In the end times, it talks about, and this is, I believe, in the tribulation period, that the lie will be believed by everybody. Mm-hmm. Even people that are men of God will fall for the lie, because this is after the rapture.
But that's a different story, because it's tribulation.
The 7 years of tribulation after the rapture. That's
after
correct.
The rapture. So that's a different time period. We would know when that's happening.
Because it is a different time period. Well, praise God that we're not made for wrath, I believe is what he said, or we're not.
It's God for his mercy, right?
No. It talks about it that we're not created for his wrath. And the rapture is going to come save us and bring us up to him. But then the wrath of God is going to ravage the world for 7 years in the first half of that 7 year period. And by the way, it's a 360 day calendar, not a 365 day calendar. So in the middle of 360 days, I believe is 1,080 days. Yeah, that's right. 1,080 days. And then after the 1,081st day, that's when the Antichrist.
You mean 360 years? You said 360 days. In the middle is 1,000 days.
It's 7 years. So in the middle of 7 years, 300.
That clears it up. Okay.
For 360. I was right on the number.
Days. Yeah. He says days. Yeah, not years.
Yeah, but then this is why I got confused. When he said 360 days, he said in between was 1,000 days.
1,080 days.
In between the 7 years.
1,000. Now you got me confused with numbers. Hold on here.
Well, you're thinking 360 times 7, right?
Yeah, that's what he did, but
360 I was times confused. 7 is how much?
I don't know.
I believe it is.
I'm not the best on that math.
7 years is what it comes out to, but I don't know the exact.
Is it 360
number.
Times what?
Seven.
Seven?
Divided by 2.
1,520.
Divided by 2?
1,160.
Yeah.
1,060, so not 1,080.
1,260.
So 1,260.
1,260.
Yeah, 1,260.
Yeah.
Yes. So on the 1,261st day, that's when the Antichrist is going to take the throne and say he's God. And people are going to start worshiping him. That's when the mark of the beast will be out, where people will have a choice either to take the mark of the beast or be beheaded, because they're either going to claim that they're following.
But that's before the rapture, right?
No. This is after the rapture. This is 3 years into their tribulation.
I don't think so. I know so. I know differently that it's before
that. No, it's not. The mark of the beast doesn't come until it's after we're raptured.
That the beast will be the one deceiving and ruling over the earth.
How are they going to be?
Why is this after the rapture? Isn't the rapture where the men of God go?
I'll explain.
Rapture is when Christ comes and everybody will know. So they won't be deceived.
No, they will be ruled. No, everybody won't know. You don't understand. When we're gone, they could make lies up like the aliens came and took us. They can make lies up like these people disappeared because they weren't okay. Whatever. It's going to be a big lie, and there's people that are almost everybody's going to believe the big lie. It's called the lie in the Bible. So after the rapture, we've been talking to people about Jesus Christ now, because we're the church. So we're talking to people about Christ and about salvation and about him dying on the cross and how much he actually loves them and what he did for them. Once we've done that, and of course, some of them are going to accept Jesus Christ, praise God. And when that happens, that's a glorious time. And all the angels in heaven rejoice. But when they choose not to follow God, that's their choice. Mike talked about it earlier about having free choice of will. Well, there's a lot of people that know who God is and choose to follow something else. There's a lot of people that their God is sports. And no matter what else gets in their way, they have to follow the sports. They have to bet on the sports. They have to be so much into the sports that is their focus. Yeah, so anything that we put in front of God that's our focus is a false God. So after the rapture, what's going to happen is that 7 year tribulation period is where the Antichrist, the false prophet, and Satan are loosed on the world for 7 years.
So my question is,
go ahead.
during the rapture, is that when the followers of Christ get taken up and then the rest of the people stay here? That's when
yes.
they go through the 7 years of tribulation?
Yes.
I thought it was before. I thought it was like 7 years.
That?
I thought it was 7 years, then the rapture.
No.
Then Christ comes, or no?
No, we're not. See, we're not here for the wrath of God. And that 7 years, the wrath of God is going to be upon this earth.
Okay.
So he's going to loose Satan, and Satan's going to do whatever he wants. And we think it's bad now. We think inequity is bad now. We think sin is bad now. The whole world is going to turn that way.
Okay.
And they're going to follow this false prophet. And of course, he's going to be the one that says, I can bring peace to the world. So before the rapture, or maybe I think before the rapture, it talks about we're going to see wars and rumors of wars, and we're going to see, like I said earlier, good become evil and evil become good. You know, men turning into women and women turning into men.
Mm-hmm.
That's an abomination to God.
Yeah.
I believe it's already happening. No, I understand that. But that's nothing compared to what's going to happen in the 7 years. After the 7 years, you've heard of Armageddon.
No.
No? Armageddon is when Jesus comes back with his army. The church, that's us. And he is going to come down and smite all the evil. And wipe them out.
On the white horse?
No.
Yes. His crown?
White horse. Yes, that is the white horse. That's when he comes down. And wipes out all the armies of evil. Then for 1,000 years, Jesus is going to reign on earth with us. And that's the 1,000-year millennium. After the 1,000-year millennium, I understand that, and I don't understand this, but I understand that it's in the Bible, that Satan will then, after he's been thrown in hell, will be loosed back on the earth for a short time. I don't know what that's about. I'm not real clear on it. But because I understand that in that 7 year period, all that bad is going to happen, and then Christ is going to come down and wipe it out, then we're going to have 1,000 years where Christ reigns, and there's going to be peace and love and joy, and no animals are going to tear other animals up or other people up. It's going to be a paradise.
Sheep and wolf.
And yeah, the sheep will lie with the wolf. So that's going to happen. Then after the 1,000-year millennia, after they let Satan out, after God lets Satan on the earth again, for those 1,000 years, there's, I guess, going to be people that are not going to follow God, even though he's ruling the world. Like, I don't know exactly how to get turned from that, but that's what's supposed to happen. And then after Satan comes out, then you have the great white throne. And the great white throne is where every man that died that did not know Christ, or that did absolutely turned against Christ, will be sat in front of the great white throne and will be judged by God himself.